He's waiting to be executed. He knows that any time they could come get him out of that prison cell and do away with him. You think about that, being in that circumstance and situation, where every time you hear the outer door clang open and the footsteps coming, you wonder within yourself, are they coming for me? Is this it? Are they going to take me and execute me this morning, this evening, this afternoon, whatever? But despite the outcome of what Paul knows is going to happen to his life, he's continuously looking at being an encourager to all those that he has sent out to various places. Now, Timothy, as a young man, was sent by Paul to Ephesus to pastor a church there that he himself had started. Timothy, not being strong in the faith, not establishing himself, not truly powerful enough in his word to know that God's going to take care of him through thick and thin, and many of us are at that point and place perhaps in your lives where you wonder within yourself, you know, am I strong enough to go through whatever trial, whatever circumstance, whatever situation may come my way? Satan's going to tell you what? No. God's going to tell you what? I'll be with you through thick and thin. Go through this. Paul gave Timothy some credit for his knowledge that he has of the Word of God by his mother and his grandmother. And he shared that there with them and their hearts and their lives. He said, when I call into remembrance, verse 5, the unframed faith that is in thee, which dwells first in thy grandmother Lois. This is chapter 1 in verse 5. There's his grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice. And I am persuaded that in thee also, the same strength that they had in their lives as a grandmother and a mother, is anything missing there? Did you miss something? Wonder where the grandfather was. Wonder where the dad was. Who's carrying the torch here? The grandparent and the mother. And doing the will of God. They were strong. You know, so many of us today have what knowledge and strength that we have in the Lord is coming from not only our mother or our grandmother, but maybe a vacation Bible school teacher or a Sunday school teacher or a whatever in our lives that strengthened us and helped us to go about the difference in our hearts and our lives. And he said, I put this into your remembrance because I want to stir up in you, verse 6 says, the gift of God, which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. When I laid hands on you, I gave you the power of the Holy Spirit to go and carry the gospel to a lost and dying world out there, to share with the church at Ephesus as their pastor, to help them in their times of struggle and trouble and trial and afflictions in their lives and stuff. And he said that's what the ordaining of you for that ministry was all about, to care for the church at Ephesus. Be strong in the Lord. Do the will of God. Look at verse 7 in chapter 1 there. He said, God hath not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Now think about the three things that Paul told Timothy he was going to need in order to be strong in the Lord. He said you need power. Where does that come from? The Holy Spirit. How does it get to us? Through the study and the prayer of our personal lives for the Lord. Love. Love Does that just seem like something we just automatically have? How do we love one another? The more I know about you, the more I love you. The more I care about you, the more. And he said, of a sound mind, have good thinkings, you know? What happens if we let our minds wander? When old Satan begins to dangle a carrot in front of you, saying you ought to try this, you ought to do that. Eventually, if we're not careful, what happens? We grab that carrot, don't we? Is it in our favor? No. He said, verse 8, be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of the power of our Lord, nor of me as his prisoner, but be thou partakers of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God, who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace. God had a purpose when he made you. God had a purpose when he made me. And his grace, what is God's grace? His unmerited favor in toward us, that while we were yet sinners, what did he do? He died for us, didn't he? So that we can have the hope of an everlasting life. And he said, but is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior, Jesus Christ, who hath abolished death and hath brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. Wherefore I am an appointed to be a preacher. Paul said, I was appointed a preacher. Larry Haber was appointed to be a preacher. God called me to that ministry. An apostle. An apostle is what? One who got a message of God, isn't it? We're all supposed to be apostles. What's the message we carry to a lost and dying world out there? God loves you. He loved you enough, he died for you. He said, for the which cause I also suffer these things. He said, that's the reason I'm in chains and fetters. That's the reason I'm bound in this stock here. That's the reason I'm dreading every time I hear that outer door open and those footsteps coming, thinking that this is it. I'm about to die. But listen what he said about what he was going to face in his heart and his life. Verse 12, we sing this a lot of times. He said, for the which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I'm not ashamed. He said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And what he's doing. He said, the reason I'm not ashamed is for I know whom I have believed. And I am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. Regardless of what the future holds for myself, I know whom I have believed, and I am persuaded that he's able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day. When it comes down to the end of the road, whether it be through death or whether it be through the rapture, I know where I'm going to spend my eternity in the power and the strength of the Lord. The old Timothy, he was scared. He's afraid he's going to die. He's afraid that same corrupt bunch that was doing this to Paul was going to come to Ephesus, and he's going to come into the church there, and he's going to destroy the church and do the things in their hearts. So if you had to be an encourager to Timothy and him at this point in place in his life, where he's afraid that any minute the doors of the church would fly open and this army of enemies come in and drag him out, throw him in prison, and sentence him to a mock trial and death. How would you react? What advice would you give to Timothy? You want to hear the advice that Paul gave to Timothy? Look at chapter 2, verse 1. He said, thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. What did he tell him to do? Be strong in the what? Grace. What kind of grace? God's grace. What is grace? God's love, his mercy, his kindness toward us. Regardless of what we did, he would forgive us of. Second thing he told him in verse 3, he said, thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Endure hardness. Yeah, there's going to be tough times. Yeah, we're going to have to go through some bad things. Yeah, we're going to deal with, see how we're going to perform in our lives concerning these things that he's telling us about. And he said, no man, in verse 4, that it warreth, entangled himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who have chosen him to be a soldier. And if a man also strive for masteries, yet he is not crowned, except he strive lawfully. The farmer that laboreth must be first the partaker of his fruit. He ought to get the first apple off the tree. He ought to get the first cooking of peas or corn that comes from his garden or his field. The things, why? Because he's done what? He worked for it, didn't he? He labored in vain. Now I want to stop there and I want to tell you something. I want you all to look at me and I want you to listen to what I'm fixing to tell you, okay? The leadership in our church is getting older and older and older. Young men and women, we got to step up. We got to step up. Have you noticed that cemetery out there, like? It's getting more and more and more of who? Our older folks. Brother Travis. On and on and on that list goes. Miss Domack, what a godly lady. Young folks, we need you. We need you. You know why we need you? God's got a work to do here. He's got plenty he wants us to do. Follow me and I'll show you what he said to consider what I say. And the Lord giveth thee understanding in all things. Oh, well, Brother Larry, you know, you're going to have to talk to somebody else now. I don't do public speaking. I can't comprehend like you do, and I don't do this, and I don't do that. Just back up and wait a minute. What did Paul say to Timothy? Consider. What does it mean to consider? Put some thought into it, ain't it? What's the easiest thing for us to do? Slip in and slip out on Sunday morning. Job well done. Right? No. He said, consider what I say, and the Lord giveth thee understanding and all. I don't care what kind of excuse you got. If God is nudging you and wooing you and drawing you to something that he wants you to do, he's not going to ask you to do it if he doesn't equip you and empower you with it. He's going to give you the understanding that you need in your heart and your life. Look at verse 8. He said, remember that Jesus Christ of the seed of David was raised from the dead according to my gospel. He said, from what I can learn in studying Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, because what was Paul before he became a soldier of Christ? He was a thug. He was on his way to Damascus to do what? Wipe out Christianity, wouldn't it? Burn the churches. Take all those folks that claim the name of Jesus back with him to imprison them and later do away with them and their lives. But he said, wherein I have suffered trouble as an evildoer, even under these bonds, but the word of God is not bound. He said, they can take this Bible. You know, They can throw me in prison. They can bind me down. They can shut me up. But they cannot shut up the Word of God, the gospel. Wherein I suffer trouble as an evildoer, even to these bonds. But the Word of God is not bound. You know what? If you don't do what God calls you to do, somebody is. Somebody's going to fill your place. But when you say, well, that's fine with me, you know, they'll do a better job than I could do probably. Oh, but what you going to miss when you... What did we talk about the last couple of weeks? Crown of life and crown of glory. You know? Both of them has to do with what? Eternity, doesn't it? And what he's having for us to do. Paul said to Timothy in verse 10 there, therefore I endure all things for the elect's sake, that they may also obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. Eternity is for how long? Ever and ever and ever again. It's a faithful saying, he said. If we be dead with him, we shall also live with him. If we die to ourselves, and that's what we're doing when we ask the Lord to forgive us of our sins and come into our hearts, give us that eternal glory of home with him, he said, we shall also live with him. And if we suffer, sometime between now and death of the rapture, we have to do a little suffering, we shall also reign with him. That reigning means that we're going to reign means to hang out with, to be a part of, to be in the presence of things. And he said, here, if we suffer, we're going to reign with him. If we deny him, he will also do what? Deny us. Amen. You're not hurting anybody but yourself. But there's a whole lot of folks that care about you. If old Timothy hadn't got the instructions of a kid trying to be raised by a mother and grandmother without anything from a father or grandfather, where would he have been? You know, you can say, well, it's the deacon's responsibility. Preacher ought to take care of that. Well, that's Brother Ernie's job. That's what we pay y'all the big bucks for, you know. I like that. Y'all woke up on that one. If we believe not, yet he abideth faithful. He cannot deny himself. Let's back up. And I know I'm fixed to go on overtime, but I'll hurry. He said, it's a faithful saying. If we dead with him, we shall live with him. If we suffer, we're going to reign with him. If we deny him, he will also deny us. But if we believe not, yet he abide. God's going to go right on. Eternity is going right on. Heaven's going right on. You're not stopping anything. He said, why? If we believe not, yet we abideth faithful. Yet he abideth faithful. He cannot deny himself. Of these things, put them in remembrance, charging them before the Lord, that they strive not about words to no profit, but to the subverting of the hearing, changing the minds and hearts of individuals for the need to do the will of God in their heart. I addressed a lot of what I wanted to say to the younger for this very reason this morning, to say it to you. I don't think you can comprehend without being actively doing the will of God, what he has prepared for those that love him. What you're missing out on being stored up for you. Because I can show you in the Word of God He's keeping notes. And he's going to award you according to what you've done. Don't get me wrong, being good, faithful church members and coming and Sunday after Sunday and stuff. But there's far more to it than just showing up for an hour of preaching, singing. God has so much more he wants us to do. What can I do, Brother Larry, to help fill that generation gap that the older is dying out and the younger needs to move forward? Listen what he said in verse 15. That's the verse I wanted you to be a part of. It says, study to show thyself approved unto God. He didn't say study to show thyself approved unto Brother Larry or to the Baptist Church or to any other organization or church or affiliation, denomination, whatever. He said, study to show thyself approved unto God. A workman does what? Gets the job done, doesn't he? A workman that needeth not to be ashamed. Don't let it come down to the end of the row and look and have to say, I don't have anything to give to the Lord. What that old hymn say? Must I empty-handed must go? Must I meet my Savior so? Not one soul. Not one person. Not one Sunday school teacher. Not one vacation. Not one. He said, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. God's got a plan. He's got a purpose. He gives you power. He gives you love. And he gives you a sound mind. What more do you need to do God's will in your heart and your life? Pray with me. Father God, I come to you this morning. Lord, it's a time in our church where I can sense and feel that we, the older, are moving out. And it's up to the younger to move in and fulfill some spaces, some needs, not for the glory of Brother Larry or the church, but for the glory of God. To be found a faithful servant that endures to the end. You know our needs, Father. I pray you address that need. Where do I start, some might be asking. We need to start by knowing that we've got a right relationship with God. Have you ever asked him to forgive you sins and save your soul? Give you a home in heaven? Do you know your name's written in that Lamb's Book of Life? Hard to divide the word of truth if you hadn't accepted the truth for your own life to ask the Lord to forgive you your sins. Maybe you've been afraid and saying, well, I don't know. God's really going to have to, if he wants me to, don't worry, God will do his part. You just do yours. Strengthen us, Lord, is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's stand together. Brother Ernie, we're going to sing.